Listen to who thinks what about friendship. Tick the appropriate boxes. Notice that not all the opinions are mentioned.
How important are friends to you, Martin?
I've never had a lot of friends. I've never regarded them as particularly important. Perhaps that's because I come from a big family. Two brothers and three sisters. Lots of cousins. And that's what's really important to me, my family. The different members of my family. If you really need help, you get it from your family, don't you? Well, at least that's what I've always found.
And what about you, Jean?
To me, friendship. Having friends, people I know I can really count on. To me, that's the most important thing in life. It's more important even than love. If you love someone, you can always fall out of love again. And that can lead to a lot of hurt feelings, bitterness and so on. But a good friend is a friend for life.
And what exactly do you mean by a friend?
Well, I've already said, someone you know you can count on. I suppose what I really mean is, let's see, how am I going to put this? It's someone who will help you if you need help, who will listen to you when you talk about your problems. Someone you can trust.
What do you mean by a friend, Robert?
Someone who likes the same things that you do, who you can argue with and not lose your temper, even if you always don't always agree about things. Someone who you don't have to talk to all the time, but can be silent with, perhaps. I mean, that's important, too. You can just sit together and not say very much sometimes. Just relax. I don't like people who talk all the time.
Are you very good at keeping in touch with your friends if you don't see them regularly?
No, not always. I've lived in lots of places, and, well, to be honest, once I move away, I often do drift out of touch with my friends. And I'm not a very good letter writer either. Never have been, but I know if I saw those friends again, if I ever moved back to the same place, or for some other reason we got back into close contact again, I'm sure the friendship would be just as strong as it was before.
Several of my friends have moved away, got married, things like that. One of my friends had a baby recently, and I'll admit I don't see her or hear from her as much as I used to. She lives in another neighbourhood, and when I phone her, she always seems busy. But that's an exception. I write a lot of letters to my friends and get a lot of letters from them. I have a friend I went to school with, and 10 years ago she emigrated to Canada. But she still writes to me every month, and I write to her just as often.
Listen again and check your answers.
How important are friends to you, Martin?
I've never had a lot of friends. I've never regarded them as particularly important. Perhaps that's because I come from a big family. Two brothers and three sisters. Lots of cousins. And that's what's really important to me, my family. The different members of my family. If you really need help, you get it from your family, don't you? Well, at least that's what I've always found.
And what about you, Jean?
To me, friendship. Having friends, people I know I can really count on. To me, that's the most important thing in life. It's more important even than love. If you love someone, you can always fall out of love again. And that can lead to a lot of hurt feelings, bitterness and so on. But a good friend is a friend for life.
And what exactly do you mean by a friend?
Well, I've already said, someone you know you can count on. I suppose what I really mean is, let's see, how am I going to put this? It's someone who will help you if you need help, who will listen to you when you talk about your problems. Someone you can trust.
What do you mean by a friend, Robert?
Someone who likes the same things that you do, who you can argue with and not lose your temper, even if you always don't always agree about things. Someone who you don't have to talk to all the time, but can be silent with, perhaps. I mean, that's important, too. You can just sit together and not say very much sometimes. Just relax. I don't like people who talk all the time.
Are you very good good at keeping in touch with your friends if you don't see them regularly?
No, not always. I've lived in lots of places, and, well, to be honest, once I move away, I often do drift out of touch with my friends. And I'm not a very good letter writer either. Never have been, but... I know if I saw those friends again, if I ever moved back to the same place, or for some other reason we got back into close contact again, I'm sure the friendship would be just as strong as it was before.
Several of my friends have moved away, got married, things like that. One of my friends had a baby recently, and I'll admit I don't see her or hear from her as much as I used to. She lives in another neighbourhood, and when I phone her, she always seems busy. But that's an exception. I write a lot of letters to my friends and get a lot of letters from them. I have a friend I went to school with, and 10 years ago she emigrated to Canada, but she still writes to me every month, and I write to her just as often.